This was only supposed to be a story about water. But in California, stories about water always end up being about money, power, and deception. It was June 2016, and I was new to California. I'd driven into Los Angeles just a month earlier from North Dakota with my two cats, cowboy boots, and a wedding dress. I'd been hired as the environment reporter at a public radio station, and the first assignment my new editor gave me was go cover the drought.
We're in an historic drought.
Governor Jerry Brown wants to cut the state's overall water usage by 25%.
It was the worst anyone could remember. Lakes were evaporating before our very eyes. Entire forests were dying, and thousands of wells were running dry.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow.
California owes its very existence to hubris, to the relentless battle we've waged for decades to make this desert our garden. But during the drought, people started to wonder if we were going to lose that battle. Maybe the California dream really was a mirage. This one town I'd never heard of, a Mojave Desert town called California City, it was wasting a ton of water. So I drove out there to figure out why. I had been expecting a small town. A small town with a bustling main street where you could drink a beer, get a haircut, and buy a shovel all on the same block. But California City, it wasn't like that. It was a quiet, sprawling, uneasy place. It's the third largest city in the state, but with only about 14,000 people.
It's just massive, the amount of land that's out here. And the roads, just, there's so many roads on every single direction. They're all leading to nothing.
It turned out that California City was haunted. Haunted by the decision of one man, more than 60 years ago, to build a city for 500,000 people way out here in the desert. That man's name was Nat Mendelsohn.
Nat believed with all his heart that God gave him the vision for the city.
He bought the land. He built the roads, the water lines. He built an airport and a lake.
He was a dreamer. But he made dreamers of us all in the beginning. He lit our torch.
He hired thousands of salesmen to sell his vision.
Hey, listen, you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle. That's what sales are about.
They sold land to tens of thousands of people.
We thought it was the golden opportunity and we're going to make millions off of it.
But most of those people never moved to California City. And a lot of them came to think they'd been deceived.
It was a scam. I mean, it was a scam, and I bet.
And now the water lines that Nat Mendelsohn had built were rusting and leaking. That's why California City was wasting so much water. But I learned something else on that first trip to California City. Something I really didn't expect at all. I learned that salespeople were still selling a version of Nat Mendelsohn's dream. The idea that this place was going to boom one day, and if you bought land now, you'd get rich. I learned that these salespeople, they targeted a very specific group of people.
You know what? We are immigrants. We thought in America, we cannot imagine this happened to us.
So they kind of marketed to a vulnerable group of people.
I have a plan for that money to open a food truck business, but I feel like I lose hope. My dream is not gonna happen anymore.
I would spend the next 3 years trying to figure out exactly what had happened in California City. What had gone wrong? And along the way, I would meet a saleswoman so shrewd, people called her the Barracuda. I'd meet a former prosecutor who later murdered his wife. A retired police chief who quietly decided not to investigate an open secret in his own town. An immigrant who spent his life savings on a dream he realized was too good to be true. And I would meet the government officials trying to stop this once and for all. I'm Emily Guerin. From LA Studios, this is California City, the dark side of the American dream. A story of money, power, and deception. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live La Vida Loca with LA Pride and multi-Grammy Award winner Ricky Martin. He'll be headlining LA Pride in the Park on Saturday, June 8th at LA State Historic Park. Also performing Muna, Takesha, JoJo Siwa, and more. Come early to catch some fierce ballroom competition with LA's hottest houses and check out the LA Pride Sports Zone featuring games and giveaways from the LA Dodgers, Rams, Lakers, LAFC, and Angel City FC. Tickets and info at lapride.org.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS for a morning of multilingual story times, interactive performances, art making, and lots of kid fun. Bring the whole fam and join us for a super fun Saturday at LAS in Pasadena on June 1st. Tickets at las.com/events. See you there.
Live La Vida Loca with LA Pride and multi-Grammy Award winner Ricky Martin. He'll be headlining LA Pride in the Park on Saturday, June 8th at LA State Historic Park. Also performing Muna, Takesha, JoJo Siwa, and more. Come early to catch some fierce ballroom competition with LA's hottest houses and check out the LA Pride Sports Zone featuring games and giveaways from the LA Dodgers, Rams, Lakers, LAFC, and Angel City FC. Tickets and info at lapride.org.